FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Oh, it's me and my boyfriend's 1 year anniversary today. Have you seen my Instagram story yet? That everyone's.
No, I have not, Tom. I've been busy.
Check it out.
What, you had an anniversary?
Yep, 1 year.
Great. 1 year. Isn't that cute? Anyway, moving on, Tom. In a half an hour's time, returning after the great success of last week is Horny Horoscopes.
Oh, I like
so
it.
So you're probably wondering, is your star sign going to be up? I can't reveal just yet which star signs. They haven't appeared to me yet. But what has appeared to me that I will be touching upon you, Tom, the Virgos, the Virgins,
I'm
Virgin
not a
ladies
Virgo,
out
I'm
there.
A Leo.
You're definitely a Virgo, Tom. And I'll be giving a horny Leo. Horoscope. So you're not brave enough to be a Leo.
I am.
I'll be giving a horoscope reading for those sexy people out there who have the right star sign.
Nice. Well, in the meantime... You know what that sound is, Ollie?
No.
You know what that sound is?
Yes.
Truth bomber. Up next, we will dump a truth on the nation, and it's a sexy truth. A very sexy truth.
That's weird.
Yeah, you sticking around?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Feign a bit more excitement, mate. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Who to gurus? Come anytime on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Ollie, I'm going to read you a story. Then I've got a truth bomb, which is where I speak the truth to dump on the nation. Something to do with this, all right?
Okay, I don't love the truth bombs. They're normally quite inane, but I like that you've actually got something of substance to offer in the form of a story.
There was a cat that went missing. The cat's name is Buddy, but it goes by...
I regret saying something of substance. There's a cat that's gone missing. Now, is this a news story?
It's a front page news story from New York bloody city, mate.
Okay.
The Big Apple.
Yeah, okay. Well, all right. You've got me.
I'll say it again. A cat's gone missing. Its real name is Buddy, but it goes by the name Big Sexy. Oh, yeah. The Big Sexy.
That's weird.
The cat. All right. It was doing a calendar shoot, this cat.
What?
Yeah, it was modeling in a calendar shoot for the New York City Fire Department.
Is it a very attractive cat?
On Jan 20. Mate, it's such a sexy cat.
Is it a plus size model that's a big sexy? His name's Big Sexy.
I don't have a photo.
What? You're just trusting that it's sexy.
All right. So it's gone missing. The fire department, they set up cat traps. Not like to kill it, but to trap it, to try and find it if it's
metal
around the
just
station.
Crushes the cat.
Then they get a golden retriever to try and find it. Couldn't find this cat. This cat's gone missing, so it puts on the big page on the Daily News in New York City. It says, "Bring Big Sexy back." Which is funny.
Justin Timberlake, good.
It was then found, Big Sexy, the sexy cat, was found 30 kilometers from Manhattan in Staten Island.
Whoa.
Staten Island, we just want to get some coffee here. By Michelle Frolic Perosi.
How has Big Sexy traveled 30Ks? Is that in his own? Or?
Oh, there's going to be a movie made about his... about his travels.
A mile on notice. 2.0.
Oh. It's quite a vigorous audition process because they have to find the right amount of sexiness. You know, that little squint that the cat does, just, you know, that kind of brings you in.
The purring. Yeah.
Here's the thing. All right. So I've got a truth bomb surrounding this story, Ellie. There is a truth bomb that I want to dump on the nation up next. But
so you read this story, then you thought of something that you thought, I simply must say this.
Well, the story triggered my memory.
In an over-the-top manner on the radio, I must declare something on the radio.
I always need help with a truth bomb, which is where you come in. 133353. If you have a pet, I just need a few minutes of your time. 133353. If you have a pet, please jump on the phone. And if you get involved, you have the chance to win a Charles and Lee skincare set, Australian-made natural skincare for the modern man, now available in Myer. 133353.
Don't offend pet owners.
If you have a pet.
There's a lot of them, Tom.
I'm not offending them.
But it does relate. It relates to pet owners.
It relates to pets.
Okay.
133353 with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Greta Van Fleet, Highway Tune. With Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Yes, producer Tom, they make them with suction cups.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Need a content warning for this truth bomber, Ollie. I just asked for people on 133353 to give us a call if they have a pet. Now, I've just told you a story about Big Sexy, the cat in New York City that went missing and then was found.
Front page article, you said, Tom.
But are you ready, Ollie? Have you strapped yourself in? Have you got your seatbelt tucked in neatly? Because it's
Hang on, sorry. This is a truth bomb about pet owners or about pets, and so pet owners should be aware of this.
I'm just about to...
My mum's got a dog.
Hang on, just 2 seconds. Hang on.
Tom Bainbridge. Truth bomber.
What were you saying about your mum?
My mum's got a couple of dogs.
Cool.
So this
I'll mark
her.
That down under who gives a shit. All right. People with pets, 133353. Charles and Lee Skincare to give away as well. I've got a truth bomb for you, Ollie.
Okay. Sorry, you've just been so rude to my mum. But go on, I'm listening.
Yeah, good. Get involved. All right. After we heard about Big Sexy the Cat. The cat that's called Big Sexy because it's a sexy cat. Ollie, here's your truth bomb. Animals. All right. Animals.
Yeah. Fixing my headphones so I hear it really clearly.
Animals can be sexy. Animals can be sexy.
What a shame.
What do you mean, what a shame?
Well, that's just...
Now...
I don't want to say the word, but there is a word.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that.
There's a B word.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that.
Because slippery slope,
Sure. I'm not saying that people are sexually attracted to animals. I'm not saying that's what I'm talking about.
No.
What I'm talking about is, right, I'm talking about animals and you go, that's a sexy horse.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Do you know what I mean?
I love horses. Horses can be sexy.
Here's the thing. I wanted to show you some sexy animals.
Stallions.
Like, I thought Google would help me out.
I'm not gay, but stallions are hot.
I thought Google would help me out. Do not Google sexy animals.
Oh, no. Like, sort of manga style? You're getting sort of cartoon drawings of...
Oh, no, no cartoons involved in these. Nicola on 133353. You have a pet. Can animals be sexy, Nicola?
I mean, I'm only a... dog owner.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think that I find, like, you could say that dogs are necessarily sexy. We did have one mate in my group that, like, we used to joke that he was, like, sexually attracted to his dog.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, cats, that more feline nature of animals, like, I reckon cats you could kind of say is more sexy.
Because they mince around. Cats can be sexy.
As far as a truth bomb, though, I mean, Nicola doesn't seem too on your side.
She said cats can be sexy, therefore animals can be sexy. See how I said can? She mirrored that truth bomb.
Well, I think you're right. I think dogs aren't sexy. But
No, it's tell me a sexy black lab.
No, they're not sexy. I was going to say like the Lion King, the dad.
Oh.
What's his name?
Mufasa.
Mufasa. I mean, yeah, he's sexy.
Or like, like grown-up lion in The Lion King. I've forgotten his name. Matt on 133353. Simba, of course. Matt, you've got two dogs. Matt, can animals be sexy?
No, absolutely not.
Never call again.
You know how I know this
Nicola
is
Nicola gets the skincare. Matt, you idiot. You could have got skincare there.
You know how I know this is a weak truth bomb? It was a weak one, Tom.
It wasn't weak.
Because the callers, you didn't state it. You asked them because you weren't confident.
No.
You did. You said, can they be
sexy? I forgot how to do the segment. Here's the thing, though. Went to the zoo. The gorillas. Bit sexy.
Yeah, sure.
Mate.
I'll pay that. Elephants.
Elephants.
Hey.
Still saying elephants.
Was it finished?
Can.
No, they're not sexy.
Oh.
But the ones with the big...
Oh.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Tom, last week...
Oh.
Last week we were able to help out some people in Australia with some... sexual advice that stems from their star sign. Do you want to play the...
What do you want to play?
The opener now, Tom?
Yeah, sure. Get an idea.
Tom and Ollie's Horny Horoscopes.
Now, I'll get into more detail soon as to how this segment came about. It did come from Greg, who gave us a call. But we'll get to that, Tom. Right. Tonight, is it your lucky night?
Yeah.
Is your star sign the star sign that has the chance to be given a glimpse into your sexual future and advice as to how you should be performing? The three star
signs. Can I say, Ollie?
Yes, yeah.
Don't waste your money on imitation services.
Brilliant.
If you want your sexual future read to you, then call the seer himself.
The seer himself. Don't waste your time with PG, you know, horoscopes in the paper.
No.
I've got it here for you now. Your horny horoscopes. And who's up tonight?
Who?
Leos, Cancers, Virgos. Tom, if you're one of those star signs.
I am.
You are, Tom. Tonight's your night. So beginning from July 23rd, if your birthday is between July 23rd, and I flip over, and you'll find out that it goes up until...
Shouldn't you know this date because you're the seer?
Or August 22.
Oh.
So if you're between July and August 22, sorry, September 22.
Oh my God.
Then tonight's your night. Horny horoscopes. Give us a call. I will tell you and I will inform you and you'll be enlightened as to how to have a better sex life.
133353. If your star sign is...
Leo. Virgo, Cancer.
Then get on the phone. That's as simple as that.
Yeah.
If your star sign's that, jump on the phone. 1-333-353.
You should know the date.
It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Gunners. Playing Rock's Greatest Hits here on Triple M. Tom and Ollie are our names. We have questions. After 9, I have to do this sometimes.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
And of course, Tom, we love all your correspondence that you give us, whether it's online on Facebook at Tom and Ollie, or you get on the phone on 133353. And last week, a man called Greg gave us a call, and he had a suggestion for a Naughty After 9 segment.
Yeah, let's do Naughty Horoscopes After 9.
Okay,
Naughty Horoscopes?
I'm listening, Greg. Yeah. What would that involve, Naughty Horoscopes?
Well, like Taurus, you know. Just remember, guys, the more you drink, the better the girls look, you know.
That's not a horoscope, Greg.
Greg didn't quite hit the nail on the head there with the horoscope, but it was a good idea. Mm. And we explored it, Tom. Mm-hmm. And on Thursday, myself, Ollie, as the horoscope of the two of us, the fan, the person who does believe...
The seer.
Well, the seer, the person who believes in astronomy and astrology.
You're called a seer.
They're very different. I am a seer. And last week was a raging success.
Not like the singer, seer, S-E-E-R.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know.
Tom and Ollie's Horny Horoscopes.
So,
hang on, whoa, hang on, turn your mic up. Go for it.
Tonight, Tom.
Yeah, that's better.
Tonight on the chopping block, or should I say the bedroom block, is the star signs of Leo, Virgo and Cancer. But Tom, you're a Leo. So I thought, let's start off Horny Horoscopes.
I'm a Leo, brave.
With you. You are, of course, symbolised by the lion, Tom. And that means that you are very proud to proclaim your sexual prowess, aren't you?
I am.
You tell everyone. A little too much, perhaps. Sometimes you show a video and you shouldn't show videos to your friends and they're shocked.
That was one time.
Leos adore seduction through lavish dates and through over-the-top expressions of adoration. Have you been doing enough of that recently? Because that's how you show love.
Yeah, 100%.
What have you done?
Me and my boyfriend went out for breakfast today.
Okay, I said over-the-top expression.
On our one-year anniversary.
Over-the-top expressions of adoration. Breakfast isn't over-the-top.
I paid.
Anyway, here's
on the joint account.
Here's my final point to you. As a Leo, you should be trying some seated positions in a chair.
Oh,
very theatrical, which is your want.
Brilliant.
Horny horoscopes.
All right, Kim. Good evening, Kim.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, Kim. Now, what star sign are you? Don't tell me, Virgo.
Oh, yes, I'm Virgo.
Oh, wow.
I could tell, Kim.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, the symbol of the idyllic virgin lady, Kim. But we all know that it's a mistake, a fallacy to believe that the Virgos are prudish and innocent, isn't it, Kim? Wouldn't be true at all.
Well, they're very, very...
Come on, Kim, are you prudish or are you out and proud? Are you
there?
I
don't display anything yet.
Okay. Okay, maybe we'll move on to Tanya. Good evening, Tanya.
Hello, how are you?
You're a proud Virgo, aren't you, Tanya?
I don't mind being a Virgo.
Well, of course, Tanya, you would know this, but Virgos are constantly fixated on the sexual nature of humanity, and you're always thinking about who's doing it, who's done it already, who's going to be doing it next.
Well, 4 children to my name, so
yeah,
not
well,
too shabby.
Proof's in the pudding. Now, Tanya, obviously, as a Virgo, you do like sex, but you're creatures of habits, Virgos. And have you found yourself in a sexual rut at all? Have you found it, been in any rut?
No. You've got to keep it interesting.
Keep it interesting. Very good. Yeah, very good, Tanya. Now, my
Why would you ask her if she was in a rut when she wasn't?
Well, Tanya's lying because the star signs don't lie. But, I mean, I understand. Tanya's on the radio, so, of course, she's not going to say she's in a rut. But, Tanya, I appreciate your discretion. Now, Tanya, my final point to you and my advice to you in this current moon, Tanya, is that you should be experimenting experimental Virgos, should, like yourself, should be experimenting with the cowgirl position.
Oh, my gosh.
In order to really let loose.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, maybe I'm just a little behind the times. Do you need to explain?
Cowgirl, I mean, it's experimental in the sense that...
Well, it's just on top.
It's a lady on
top.
Why
would you even say cowgirl?
Tom and Ollie's Horny Horoscopes.
Another satisfied customer. Okay, finally, Caleb.
Yeah, no, we need to go to a song.
Because I've got to tell Caleb about his cancer predicaments.
All right.
Because there's a lot going on with Caleb and the cancers.
Hey, if you want one of your horny horoscopes read, 133353. New music on Triple M, Foals, Exits with Tom and Ollie.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Tom, it's a special time of night when we get to do this.
Tom and Ollie's Horny Horoscopes.
An idea born out of a man called Greg calling up and saying, boys, why aren't you doing horny horoscopes? And we thought, Greg, that's so good. We're not going to change a word of that.
No.
And so we've taken his name for the segment. We ditched the rest of what he said because it was a bit weird.
Woeful.
But Tom, horny horoscopes is where we find ourselves. And tonight, we've already dealt with the Virgos. We're done with the Leos. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're a Leo. I've told you about, you know, what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Should be getting on a throne and having a seated position, shouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're just going to say,
can we just get to Caleb? He's been waiting a very long time.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And he called the hotline and he's being charged at $5.50 a minute.
Sorry. The stars don't align and tell me to hurry up. Astronomy is about living in the moment, Tom. And horny horoscopes does not race for no man. But Caleb,
hurry up.
Good evening.
Yo,
how are you, Caleb?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. How about you guys?
Good, Caleb. Now you're a Cancer. That's what I'm feeling here. Now, the symbol for you is the water sign, isn't it, Caleb?
Yes.
Fluid, comfortable, approachable. But for you, Caleb, intimacy is where it's at.
Can you change the voice? Can you make it a better voice? You're being you. It's so boring. Can't you be the seer, Oliver Morris?
Okay.
Thank you.
Intimacy for you, Caleb, is where it's at, which means that sometimes you find casual sex difficult. Isn't that right, Caleb?
Yes, that is dead on. That is spot on.
You have a long-term partner, Caleb?
I did. We recently split.
Right.
But now I'm actually seeing another lady.
Back in the game?
Yes.
Getting that water sign out there. Good stuff.
Keeping it flowing.
Well, Caleb, you are, of course, symbolised by the animal that is the crab, Caleb.
Oh, now, no.
That doesn't mean that you have crabs.
Don't cover yourself in cream!
I hope not.
Wash all your sheets!
What I will say is it doesn't mean you have crabs, Caleb, but, of course, there is a chance. So it's always worth getting a checkup if you are back on the market.
I make sure I go for my regular checkup.
Good.
What kind of sexy hotline tells you to go get tested?
Now, Caleb, as we were saying, you're a man of intimacy. I mean, you're a Cancer. You like to get in touch with your emotions.
Glad we went to a song.
It's when you have, God, you're helpful. It's when you have a true partner that you're comfortable with.
Where's your
with,
voice gone again?
That you really let your freak out. Isn't that right, Caleb?
That is, again, spot on. Yeah. It's almost like you know me.
Well, Caleb, I do know you because I know the stars. But my final advice to you is that in terms of positions, I've been all night positions advice. Don't. You should be experimenting.
He's
19. And I'm reading from the stars here.
He's 19.
You should experiment with sultry wraparound positions in which you can both make romantic eye contact.
All right, I'll make sure that I do this. I'll keep it in mind. I'll write it down.
Good, Caleb. Good. Sultry wraparound. Yep, very, very much so. And look, mate, get your freak on because you know what you're doing.
Jeez. Good job. Mate, I hope I do.
You're a star, Caleb. And Tom, thanks for being here.
Jesus Christ. This segment takes a long time.
3 minutes? Fairly average.
Over two. Hey, let's get into those stars now. Space Oddity, David Bowie, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. The presidents of the United States of America, Lump, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. We have questions. How many more things can I say in a monotone voice?
Reading from a list. Well, it sounds like it anyway. Tom, about half an hour ago, maybe a bit more, 40 minutes, you got very emotional when you were talking about you were doing a truth bomb, as you like to do a truth bomb, where you say a statement that is fairly concrete and hard to argue with. And what was your statement tonight?
Without context, it sounds weird.
Well,
but it's a truth. animals can be sexy. And it's true.
That's right. You did. You declared animals can be sexy. I mean, that is in itself a strange conversation. But, you know, there was a context to it.
Mate, check it out on the podcast if you missed it.
The reason why I bring it up, you know, we're about to go home and I don't want to end on a, not a negative note, but like a, you know, a bit of a what was going on there.
Yeah.
But there was a moment where me and the team couldn't help but realize that either your brain stopped working or it was never working to begin with.
Yep.
Because have a listen to what you said, and there's a pause that comes after when you finish speaking.
Yeah.
It's not edited. Have a listen.
Okay. If you're gonna provide that type of feedback.
Yeah, but it is. Why would you make
to the greatest?
Why would you make a list of the best biscuits? No one's gonna agree.
That was about biscuits. This wasn't about the truth bomb.
But whatever it was about, did you hear what you said?
Yeah, the greatest.
Did you mean to finish that sentence?
Yes, but my brain stopped.
Because there's a full version. There's a full version. Have a listen. And if you want to have a think during this, you can maybe think about what you meant to say.
That was the full version.
Oh, okay.
This is the short version. If you're gonna provide that type of feedback.
Yeah, but it is. Why would you make
to the greatest biscuit? What was I going to say? Biscuit to the greatest man?
Do you know
to the greatest radio announcer of all time?
Don't ask me. Only you know the
answer. No, I'm not asking you. I'm asking my brain because I'm just trying to get some answer.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @TomandOllie.